The Hennepin County Board will vote by the end of this year on changing the name of Lake Calhoun to its original Dakota name. But if the name of the lake changes, what about the monikers of nearby businesses that bear the Calhoun name? Well, our Martin Moylan talked to some of those businesses, and he has this report.
Luke Breen isn't waiting to see if the lake's name changes. He rechristened his cycle shop about 18 months ago. It was Calhoun Cycle, now it's Perennial Cycle.
We wanted to disassociate ourselves from the John C. Calhoun legacy. We feel like the lake should be given back the original name, Bede-Mikaska.
Breen was concerned that the switch would cost him business as he shed a name that customers had known for years. But he says the move paid off for him. Old customers stuck with him, and he won new ones.
I'm not saying there weren't some people that pointed out that they were disappointed in us, but there were a whole lot more people that pointed out that they were coming into the shop for the first time because they appreciated that we made the change away from John C. Calhoun's name.
But Breen says he's not aware of any other area business that has rebranded itself.
I can't think of a single one.
Nor can the executive director of the Neighborhood Business Group. That's Maude Lavelle.
I personally have not heard any business that's considering making a change, but that doesn't mean that people are not maybe considering it now or in the future.
Many businesses and organizations have long had Calhoun in their name, some for decades. A past director of the Lake Calhoun Sailing School has said he fears the school and associated yacht club could lose their widespread brand recognition with a change in the name of the lake. He believes signs the park board installed in 2015 that include both names are sufficient to represent the area's Dakota heritage. Adam Lawrence is manager of the Calhoun Vision Center. He doesn't see its name changing.
We've had the name for 25 years, and it's just it's what people know us by, really. And we happen to be located in a place called Calhoun Village, across the street from Calhoun Commons. A lot of Calhoun around here.
Another store manager said her shop would not be changing its name, which it's had for over 20 years, but she did not want to speak on the record. In May, the Minneapolis Park Board voted unanimously to call the lake Bede-Mikaska, which means White Banks Lake in the Dakota language. Now the proposal is in the hands of the Hennepin County Board, which could make a decision later this year. If the county board approves the name change, the next step would be to get approval from the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. The U.S. Board of Geographic Names would have the final word. Martin Moylan, Minnesota Public Radio News.